Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections, and this is the October 7th program as you're joining in for us. And thank you, folks, for your comments there on Facebook about, I hope everything sounds good there, because it's always an issue of making sure that, you know, that we're working fine. All is quiet. I think, though, we should be okay on Facebook. Bo, give me another comment there. I want to make sure that we're coming out okay on Facebook. I can turn up my volume here a little bit on my end, but that shouldn't, okay. Blanca, why don't you come in on and join us tonight too? Okay, so why don't you share with us, and then folks, you can make comments about how she's sounding as well. How are you doing this fine evening?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Dave. Hello to everyone in Facebook land and the folks that are on the Blog Talk. We certainly appreciate you joining us during this time, and hopefully volume and sound is working okay for everybody.
Okay, well, okay, everybody's now coming in on Facebook saying that we're fine and we're good to go. Well, Blanca, is there anything that you would want to share with us? I don't have a whole lot of stuff to say tonight other than just a few short announcements and then getting into the program, so yeah.
Well, and you may touch on this, I don't know, but a couple of our friends got back to us based on the show, because you focused a lot on Nisara and Jasara, a little bit more than usual. You've covered it before, and these friends were really, they're really into it. You know, some people are really into the Nisara, Jasara, which is fine, and so they wanted to talk to us about it some more. So we just had a conversation, and we said basically right now is a time when there's a lot of information available. And so we said we acknowledge that you're getting a lot of information about Nisara and Jasara, and Dave's just providing additional perspective on it, and just take it as a whole. I think what we need to learn is to be able to take a big spectrum of information and opinions without thinking that someone's against something or for something or whatever. I think we're so used to thinking in polarities that we kind of cement ourselves on one side of the teeter-totter or another. And I don't know if you got some feedback, you know, based on some of the things that you were sharing about Nisara, Jasara, but we had a few friends come back to us about it.
I haven't yet, but that's why tonight I'm going to come back and I want to do some clarification tonight. I'm basically going to say I'm not opposed to it. It's just that I'm going to live in a practical, realistic world of the asking how and who and stuff like that, and what does it take to make it happen. And I'm not saying it can't happen, but I'll get into that when we get into the program. But I should just say in the current geopolitical and economic settings, it ain't going to happen. There's a lot that's got to change to make that stuff happen, and I'll talk about that in the program. So,
all right, and then
I
can.
That up.
Sure, sure, and then if it's appropriate, we can kind of share some of the things that we discussed too, because I think we came to a very good conclusion in our conversation with our friends.
Right. So, well, folks, now let me mention also about the workshops. There's been a huge drop off in attendance, so I need to make sure that I get enough people wanting to come so that I cover my expenses. But on the other hand, when there's a smaller attendance, we get into great, great discussions and interaction with each other because there aren't as many people there. And the new information and the new material I'm bringing in is really talking about who are we as humanity? Where are we going? What is our world coming to? And how do we get to move into this concept of this shifting and changing world that we're moving into? And how does the money tie into that? I'm bringing a lot more of that stuff that's into there, because I'm talking a lot more about how we as a humanity have basically, and I'll talk some of this about on the program tonight, but we basically have been kept ignorant from our true potential, who we really are. And this is the time that we get to start learning who we are as humanity and what we're capable of doing. So now, so this Saturday, we're going to be in Atlanta. I got plenty of room that is there. October 24th, I'm here in Southern Florida in Fort Lauderdale. And yes, now we are looking at November 7th. It's going to be Phoenix. Almost positive it's going to be Phoenix. I'll have that out in a couple, well, probably about early to mid next week, the reality of where we will be in Phoenix. Then November 21st, Oslo, Norway. And then December 1st, 5th, Vegas, baby. We're going to go to Las Vegas. So that would be a great opportunity to come for the workshop. So, folks, this is the material. So if you really want to know about where we're going and what's happening in our world and who you are and what's going to be taking place and what is all this money about, this is what you want to come for, because it's difficult to do it in the programs here, but I get to do that in a full, complete one-day workshop where I put all this information together. So that's all that I have, Blanca. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us before we get on with the program?
Well, yeah, just in case someone new is listening or they haven't heard in a while and they're interested in looking up how they can register, do you want to give them some directions of how they can register for the workshop that's coming this weekend or in the future?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I mean, I always put the newsletter out, and the links are there. But you go to my website, thecosmicconnections.wordpress.com. Again, thecosmicconnections.wordpress.com. And there is the page for the workshop page. You click on that, you can browse through the information, and that's where you register. And I always say, if money is tight for you, I always offer the scholarship rates, and so that's available for everybody as well. It basically says, if you want to be there, I want you to be there. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Well, anything else then you'd like to share with us?
No, I think that's it. If people are interested in coming to this workshop or a future workshop, at least they know. It's quite a nice opportunity and to meet other people who are very interested in this topic as well. And we're planning to go, so we're looking forward to seeing some of our friends there. And so hopefully people will decide to come. And again, Georgia's been open. There's restaurants that are open. So if you're in, if you're in a state where you're still a little bit, let's say a little bit more, might be fun to come to Georgia.
Yeah. Also, if you're going to fly in, now normally there's a shuttle from the airport to the hotel, but I just got a notice from the hotel says that they're not doing the shuttle service because of the COVID-19. So in essence, you would have to get, you know, an Uber or a taxi to get you from the airport to the hotel, but it's only about 3 or 4 miles away is all it is. So it's 5 minutes, so is what it is. So you'd have to get your own transportation there. And that's what they had noticed. But Saturday, doors open at 8:30. We start at 9:30, and then we're done around 5 o'clock. And it's a great full day of information. It's a lot of new stuff in contrast to what I've been doing in the past. So, okay, are we ready to go?
I think so.
Okay. Now, last week, folks, I talked about Nisara Gasara, and I basically had taken the position that it just was not going to happen because of the fact that it wasn't very real. All you have to do is go to Wikipedia and put in Nisara, and you see the history about how this whole thing got started by this lady, by Shawnee Goodwin was her name. She's the one who took the concept, and literally there were thousands and thousands of people that she was talking to about it. Well, what she ended up doing was kind of making up a list of what was going to happen with Nisara. Well, that was 15, 17 years ago she started on that, and it has just taken off. I mean, there's to the point now where I'm seeing there are hundreds of thousands of people that are listening to people talk about it, and they think it's going to actually happen. Now, before we go into that, what I want to do is that let's go over the 10 points that are there, and we're going to do a brief review, and I'm going to bring this up here on the screen so you can see it. Here are the points that they're saying in Nisara. It forgives credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt due to the illegal banking and government activity. Abolishes the income tax. Abolishes IRS, creates flat rate, non-essential, new items only, sales tax revenue for the government. Increases benefits to senior citizens, returns to constitutional law. Establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after Nisara's announcement. monitors elections and prevents illegal election activities or special interest groups, creates new U.S. Treasury currency backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals, returns constitutional law to the courts in legal manners, this initiates new U.S. Treasury bank system in alignment with the Constitution, eliminates the Federal Reserve System, restores financial privacy, retains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law, retrains, ceases all aggressive U.S. government military actions worldwide, establishes peace throughout the world, initiates worldwide prosperity distribution and the vast wealth which is accumulating for decades, releases enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes, and enables the release of new technologies such as alternate energy devices. Folks, what Shawnee Goodwin was saying, that this is a law. This is something that is in law. And please remember, folks, I'm a former lawmaker. I was 12 years in the state legislature. I'm a retired state senator. There is no such law. The law does not exist. All you have to do is go to the Library of Congress's website. Go ahead and then into the search engine, put in the SARA, and you'll see nothing comes up. Every single bill that is introduced into Congress and voted, all of those are recorded in the Library of Congress. And folks, I did my work. I couldn't find it. But first of all, there's no way. Now, let's go back to a quick review of what Shawnee Goodwin said, how it came into being. She said that the Supreme Court forced Congress to pass this bill. Never happens. The Supreme Court has absolutely no constitutional authority to force Congress to put a bill into law and to pass it. Secondly, it would have had to have been voted on by both the House and the Senate. And she said in one of the other papers I read that there was only about 35 to 40 members of Congress that voted on it. Constitutionally impossible. Congress establishes what is a quorum, and then you have to have a quorum present for it to be a valid vote. And then of those that are present voting, it has to have that 50% majority in both the House and the Senate. Never happened. Then she said, once Congress passed it, is that there were armed military people that forced the members of Congress to take it into the President of the United States and under armed guard, under rifle, you know, pressure, forced the President to sign it. Folks, it's crazy. That never, never happens. Let me be really brief here. You have to go through intense security just to get into the White House. I've been there 3 or 4 times. Your name has to be put on a list. They're going to check you out to make sure that there's no credentials there. You have to go through 2 or 3 checkpoints of the Secret Service just to get inside the White House. If you've got military people with guns approaching any of the Secret Service security shacks, they aren't getting anywhere inside the White House, folks. This never, ever happened. Now, but let me come back now and also talk about a few things. Forgives credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt due to the illegal banking and government activities. Who's got the $2 to $3 trillion to pay for that? Because that's the amount of debt that it takes. Okay? Abolishes the IRS, abolishes the income tax. It has to be in law to do that. It has to be a matter of law to get rid of the income tax. Abolishes the IRS, has to be a matter of law to get rid of that. Okay? Establishes new and presidential congressional elections. Folks, I can tell you right now, if this was a bill that was in law, there would be members of Congress and their staff would have already researched it. And in that researching it, they would have found this and they would have introduced a bill and totally undid this. It doesn't exist. Now, here's what I want to share, though. I said, first of all, the stuff doesn't exist. I'm not saying that some of these elements cannot happen over a period of time. It will take a period of time. But I can tell you right now, in the existing political, economic structure, what this does is a complete challenge to the existing financial global banking system, which is completely run by those that we call the cabal. They would fight this to tooth and nail. There's no way they would let any of this stuff happen. the existing, there's too many power structures that would allow any of this stuff to come into place. For this to become into place, a lot of these elements, you're basically saying that the existing political system and the existing banking financial system is just going to roll over and walk away and let it happen. Crazy. This is cabal run stuff. They don't roll over and walk away and let this stuff happen. This is what challenges and totally does away with their power structure. It would be an intense battle to try to implement a lot of these things. Now, here's what I want to though be very, very clear. I'm not opposed to it. It's just that it's not going to happen quickly in the way that they talk about it. It has to be, it could possibly be phased in parts of it over a period of time. But just stop to think about what does it logistically take to make this happen? And secondly, who's threatened and challenged by it? When I was in the legislature, I would have people bring bills to me, and they were great ideas. But one of the things I always learned to ask really quickly is this, okay, we've got a really good idea here. Now, who's going to be opposed to it? Because you and other common folks are going to win, somebody's going to lose. And how powerful are the losers? And are they going to fight this thing to the nth degree to keep it from happening? I always learned that about when we wanted to get a bill passed, because if I was going up against an extremely powerful industry or organization that has a lot of money, they would have their lobbyists making appointments with every legislator within a heartbeat to shut this thing down so it wouldn't even get a vote. Because see, that's what happened with the original Manzanissara concept when he delivered this bill, that he just thought based on the validity of it and the goodness of it, it was going to get, you know, passed through Congress. What he ran into was the fact that he was totally challenging the existing banking and financial industry, and they would lose a ton of money and a ton of business by this going into place. And they used their power to shut it down. The same thing with this too, folks. That's why Nassar is not going to happen in the way that it's talked about. And the same principles apply to the new quantum financial system that is talked about. Yes, there can be some steps to it that can come in and phase in over a period of time, but don't expect it to just come in quickly as an act. The only way that could happen is that it means that our current complete government system and our current banking financial systems have to collapse, totally collapse, to have something new come in. Is it possible that we could have some huge, you know, gargantuan climactic event that could create that? Yeah, it's possible. I don't think it's going to happen personally, but unless those two powerful organizations and industries, our current Congress and the current banking structure, just fold and go away, these things aren't going to happen overnight because there's way too much opposition to it. You have to ask the question, who's opposed to it and how powerful are they? So that's the update I wanted to give on Nassara, because folks, you know, people have their opinions. They can believe what they want to believe, but this is how I look at it, how I see it. And at some point in time, there has to be some common sense in this stuff. And the people who continue talking about it, they never, never bring up the question, how is it going to happen, who's going to pay for it, and who's opposed to it. Okay, with Blanca, why don't you go ahead and share your thoughts with us?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, the additional thought that you put in, that if these elements are going to happen, they may happen over time or phased in. I think that's a very realistic thing because we're seeing evidence of it already in a very phased approach. For example, because of this COVID-19, there was a program for forbearance on mortgages. And that was something very different. during the 2008-2009 crash, there was no forbearance of mortgages. In fact, millions of people lost their homes. You see, so that's already a shift in our experience. Also, there was a delay in filing of taxes. Instead of April 15th, it was pushed to July. See, so these are things that we hadn't seen before, but I would say they're kind of like heralds of things to come. And then Trump was trying to put in an executive order such that there would be no payroll tax, right? People wouldn't have to pay payroll tax or businesses. So these are all little signs that something is abreast and something is changing. And I think when we were conversing with our friends, we were saying it's probably more realistic to pay attention to the changes and the nuances and the shifts that are actually happening instead of maybe setting all your sights on something that someone else is telling you and packaging it for you to, quote unquote, believe. You see, we're not saying don't believe on it, but we're saying how about looking at the things that are already right in front of you and happening? And then we started to say, point out some places where in your life right now you are actually more abundant. And it turned out that our friend was saying, well, I'm more abundant because I don't have to work as much. And so I have more time to sit out in the yard and enjoy my garden and enjoy my tea. And I can do my You see, she was seeing how she was already more abundant now in her life experience rather than projecting it outwards towards something someone else was presenting. It's a very nuanced sort of thing you and I are trying to communicate here, but I think most people will understand it. Because I think one thing that human beings tend to do is exteriorize their power to create and hand it over to someone else who will tell them what to create, you see? And so that was kind of the conversation we were having with our friends.
Oh, yeah, well, that's interesting. Well, again, what I want to say is the positive side of people talking about Nisara is they're thinking about it, and they're thinking about a transition. They're thinking about a changing world. They're thinking about something new that is coming in, and, you know, I'll talk about this a little bit more, but I've been reading, it again, you know, the materials from A.R. Borden where he talks about our thoughts create the world we experience. So they're creating energy thoughts around a new financial system and something that could potentially come in. And yes, it's very probable that, you know, that energy thoughts is laying the foundation for a new system to come into place. But those usually take a long time. They don't just happen boom overnight. And so that's the thing that I really want to put out there, says folks, don't go laying all your eggs in this basket that this thing is just going to boom happen, because under the current existing political financial system of our world, there's a ton of opposition to it, and it takes time to make those changes. So, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, now I want to go ahead and just talk a little bit more about what's happening in this crazy world that's going on around us, because there's so much stuff. I can't believe how many, you know, little postings on Facebook that I'm seeing is that this is 2020. Is this really a real world that we're experiencing here? Because this has been one of the craziest years that people have ever experienced. And there is a shift and change that's going on in our world. And the reason is because, number one, it's time, as it had been prophesied by literally tons of indigenous organizations. And also the thing that is happening, and there's more and more people that I'm seeing are talking about this, there's an energy shift that's going on in our world. Here on planet Earth, we've entered into this place called the photon band. And Earth is being hit with these little tiny photons of light energy. And these photons of light energy is picking up the energy vibration and frequency of everything that is going on in our world. And that's what's creating what is called more mental activity, leading to more other types of physical activity. And so the energy vibrations are increasing. And what the thing is, it's really important to know that these energy vibrations are basically neutral. So if in your thinking or you're living in a world of high frequency, positive energy vibration, that's picking up. But if people are living in low energy frequency vibrations in their thoughts and their actions, that's picking up. It's basically, it's a polarity that is going on, and this is increasing on both sides. And I think that's why we're seeing these crazy protests that are going on, and it's just flat out violence and stupidity how people are creating it. But here's what's interesting. If you go back and you can follow on Facebook, folks, there has been mass demonstrations going on all around the world for a couple of years. It was 6-8 months ago I saw that there was a demonstration where there were over 500, 600,000 people in Seoul, South Korea. There were people that were demonstrating in Spain and other countries. And in France, they had the whole Yellow Vest movement that was going on. It was like finally it came to what was our turn here in the United States. But there's this massive demonstration that's been going on all around the world. So this energy is picking up. Well, when this energy increase that comes into our world picks up, it affects our DNA. And this DNA is basically, if we're on the positive side, it increases our consciousness and our awareness about how we view and see life. Now, one of the things that is not very widely known, the Palladian materials, which Barbara Marciniak talks about it, others talk about it, A.R. Borden talks about it, and it's going back to where who we were as a history of this of the human race. When you go back hundreds of thousands of years, humanity, we were what is called fully conscious, fully multidimensional beings. And what had happened is when the Anunnaki came to Earth to mine the gold, they were masters and geneticists, but they were also extremely clever at what they did. And as a human race, they messed with our DNA. We have within ourselves these 12 strands of DNA. And right now we have what is called the double helix DNA, which means only two of the 12 strands are connected. And what that did, it dumbed us down. It kept us in this place of ignorance and incapability to fully live up to our full complete potential as humanity. Because when we were complete multidimensional beings, we had this ability to completely live in the fullness of, you know, multidimensional, you know, living. There was no need for money. There was no need for physical food. There was no need for all the things of physical existence and limitations. We could teleport ourselves anywhere we wanted to go. The energy we fed off was the energy that was coming from our surrounding environment. And that's what it is as multidimensional beings. Well, we got placed into this third dimensional physical world. And it slowed all the energy vibrations slowed down. And it dumbed us down. But here's one of the things that they don't talk about very much. Yes, we only had two of the DNA strands connected, so our consciousness and awareness was unlimited. But what it didn't limit was the memories inside the subconscious and the unconscious minds. And the subconscious mind holds memories that goes back to every lifetime we have ever lived. And that goes back hundreds of thousands of years. Inside our DNA, it's like this massive, massive, gigantic hard drive computer. Every thought, every emotion, every activity we have ever lived and experienced, in every lifetime we have ever been, and this goes back hundreds of thousands of years, it's still there in the DNA memory. Well, here's what's happening. This is the era where we're getting to wake up. And what the Palladians say through Barbara Marciniak, we're starting into the time where the DNA strands are being reconnected. Now, don't ask me how long it's going to take and when they will be, but as the DNA strands get reconnected, it energizes that part of our memory, and that memory starts coming up to our conscious mode of starting to truly understand who we are. Let me give an illustration about how we live our life in the three levels of the mind. We have our conscious mind, which is basically, you know, what is called, you know, this brain, the head brain, and then the enteric brain that's within the heart. We have the unconscious mind, which is basically located within the solar plexus region. And then we also have, the subconscious. We have the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the unconscious mind. And each of those goes much, much deeper. The unconscious mind is the part of us that's connected to everything that there is in the universe and that knows everything that is out there. Okay? Now, it's kind of like a computer system. The conscious mind is kind of like the screen on your computer. You have a limited amount of information that you're looking at or viewing at a given point in time. The subconscious mind is kind of like a 5 terabyte hard drive that's on your computer. You can pull down into that hard drive and bring that information up when you want it onto your screen, i.e. your conscious mind. Because your conscious mind can only process so much information at a time. A.R. Borden talks about that the conscious mind can only process about 18 to 20 databits of information per second. But the subconscious mind can process 10 to 20 million databits of information per second. That's like the terabyte hard drive. And then when you get down into the unconscious mind, it's like the World Wide Web. You're in touch with everything in the world. Who would have known and believed that with something as simple as a cell phone like this, we're now in touch with the whole world? All I need to do is have a form of an internet connection and being able to go to the websites, and I can be in touch with any website anywhere in the world. I'm unlimited in what the information is. But remember, all that information out there on the World Wide Web, I can only bring up a limited amount to my screen. So it's like our conscious minds can only process so much information at a time. But here's what's happening. As these DNA strands are being reconnected, we're starting to understand who we are. And we're starting to move into the capability of discovering those things. Now, A.R. Borden, in his books and his materials, he talks what is called about the LERM and the LEOM process. LERM, light encoded reality matrix. LEOM, L-E-O-M, light encoded object matrix. What Borden is teaching is that it's human consciousness in conjunction with these bodies that we have. And the energy that comes out of these bodies is what encodes light particles around us that makes things appear as though they are physical. We think the world is the physical world. We are programmed to believe that the world is the physical world. But in reality, again, if you go back and you read Borden's book and the other materials I talk about, especially the holographic universe, we live in a world where everything is energy. And even when you go now to the physicist David Bohm, who basically battled with Einstein back and forth about this, he basically said, there is no such thing as particle matters. There is no such thing as electrons and neutrons. All they are is that energy that is coalescing together that gives the appearance of an electron, a neutron, and, you know, and atoms and cells and molecules and physical substance. It gives the appearance of it. But when you get down to the quantum level of the science, it's still just all vibrating matter, vibrating energy is all that it is. So when we understand that we live in a world that is nothing but vibrating energy and has unlimited potential, and we learn to reprogram how we think, we have the ability to create things out of nothing. And I'm in the process right now of reading Borden's book, Something from Nothing. He talks about the LERM and the LEOM process. And he talks about how we can just basically make things happen and create things out of nothing. Now, what I want to share with you folks is I want to share with you a few slides that I'm sharing of the new information in the workshop. And I'm just going to go ahead and read this from the PowerPoint that's here on my laptop, okay? And this is what Borden said. He said, this is the new world for humanity. Those who are willing to do the work will be able to do these things in their lives. The learn process makes stuff appear out of nothing. Okay? All right. Learn is the process of understanding the physics of making objects appear from nothing out of thin air. His book, Something from Nothing, Borden describes it as something we can all learn and do if we are willing to do the work. Now, I'm in the process of reading and visualizing the learn procedure. It's a passion that I'm experiencing almost daily as I can feel it developing within myself. Now, learn has two primary requirements to bring it to pass. One, you have to understand the process, get to understand how light can encode energy particles in conjunction with human thought or consciousness. By understanding the process, you're generating the energy within yourself to make it happen. Number two, you have to believe that it is possible. The first requires a self-education process. Borden and Maruta's materials give all you need to know or understand the learn process. The second, believing, requires a reprogramming of our minds, our thoughts, so we have no doubt in its ability to become real. Now, Jesus was our example. He could do these things. He was the one that could make things appear and happen. And there's history of indigenous cultures tell us of many stories of their ability as well. If you listen to some of the Borden materials, he talks about the time that he and his colleagues were with these Tibetan monks and they could both just make their food and their meals appear out of nothing. Now, let's look at a quote out of the book of Ultimate Thought. This is a quote right out of Borden's book. He says, each of us can perform feats of seeming magic by knowing the rules of creation and using our living matrices to make an apple appear on a table before us or a stack of $100 bills to pay for a dinner of 10 at a 5-star restaurant. I look forward to the near future where I'll be able to display learn for you personally and describe the process I went through to acquire the skill. And once the skill is acquired, I'll develop a workshop teaching the process and the procedure. Imagine the impact we can have as a group when we learn this process. We have been told this is possible. Jesus said we can do everything he did and even more. Now, one of the common elements of moving beyond the limitations of the 3D physical conceptions is raising the frequency of your thoughts and beliefs and letting go or undoing the lower vibrational egoic thought systems and your beliefs. This is very central to the teachings of Jesus and the Wingmakers, those associated with Neruda and Borden. Now, Borden and his colleagues learned how to do this process when they understood it as scientists. His writings and books describe the process and how it is done. Folks, that's the world we're moving into. And that's going to happen. There's already a few people that I know that have the ability to do this. Now, I'm willing to put my name out there on the line and say, I'm going to work at it is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and do everything I can to make this happen. There's a timing that calls this divine guidance that comes with this. I learned about this stuff 5 years ago, but it was always like there was something in the back of my mind that I wasn't quite ready for it. I wasn't quite ready for it. Well, now's the time. I'm finding I'm motivated to do the learning. I'm motivated to do the reading. I've already downloaded from his book, Ultimate Thought. He talks about 9 steps that you go through to make this happen. Now, that's just a brief explanation. In the new book, Something from Nothing, when I get into that part of the book, he'll describe it in more depth than everything that you need to do. So it's the reading of his materials. It helps you understand it, and it also, in that process, you're kind of subconsciously reprogramming your belief system that I can do this. Because to reprogram your beliefs, you have to step into it, let it be a part of you, to reprogram how you're thinking. And that's the process of what we are, because what I've said is we as a humanity are starting to learn our full capability. And folks, it's back also now to the currency exchange. If you're willing to be here with me, and if you're willing to believe that there's this massive sum of money that's out there, that's going to be a go through an exchange process, that we have the ability to do that, please understand the money is only the first step of who we are as people to be able to take care of this process. The money allows you to be financially free so you can take the next step and learn the LERM process. Because we want to know what? It's like what he said. Once you can learn, reality, you don't need anybody. You can create whatever it is you want. Do it whatever you want. And do that in a conscious, responsible manner. So we aren't blowing people away. But on the other hand, we get to be a part of a group of people to bring this into existence, to show our friends, our family, and the other parts of humanity, this is possible. I trust the words of Jesus when he said, this is the time that you get to make this happen. Everything that I did, you can do, and even more. What we've had is that we haven't really understood how to do that. Well, Borden and his colleagues are the scientists that explain the process of physics of how it is done and what takes place. So, I think, Blanca, with that, that's about all I wanted to share tonight. Why don't you go ahead and share with us your thoughts?
Well, it's funny. What you brought up was like the flip side of Nisara Jasara, right? This is taking back the control to learn how to create our experience, our abundance, or our radiant health, or our global well-being, right? It's kind of an interesting thing. You turned it inside out. And you've mentioned before The Ultimate Thought by A.R. Borden, and so I'm not sure if people have gone to download it. You've told them how to find the Borden material, so that might be something else to let them know. I don't know if you're interested in doing that, because if you want people to join you, they might as well start sticking their nose in the material.
Yeah. Well, Ultimate Thought is not a simple read book. It's very technical, and I remember talking with the person who says, it's one of these, it almost felt like I needed to have a dictionary beside me when I'm reading this stuff. Ultimate Thought is very technical. It's okay, but you may also want to start with, something from no thing. And you can go to my website, and it's there that I have also some of no, I haven't put those on my website yet. Some of the PDFs of Borden's materials. That's right. You can go to the Facebook page, The Writings of A.R. Borden, B-O-R-D-O-N, is how you spell it. And it's there that you can get his books, and it was about his 40 of his essays and papers that are in PDF, and you can acquire them there. You go to that Facebook page, you have to request to be a member. They almost automatically approve people right off the bat. And then you click on the Files tab, and it's there you're going to find his books and his essays and white papers. And there's a lot. Now, on my website are the Neruda interviews. Because remember, Neruda and Borden were colleagues that worked with each other. Neruda basically was an assistant to Borden. And these are people that you learn to do this, folks, it'll change your life. This is life-changing material if you have the passion to want to go through it and understand it. Okay, Blanca, back to you.
Well, yes, I think it's a good warning to say it's not easy read, but I think the effort one takes to aim to understand it is also part of the exercise. It's like we're going to be exercising different mental, different psychic, different spiritual, different emotional muscles, so to speak, of our being. We have them. We just haven't been taught how to use them. We haven't been told that we even have them. So it's kind of like an exciting adventure and discovery of our human potential.
Great, great statement. It's like It's in the reading of the materials that you're developing what I would call the unconscious muscle, mental muscle, that's going to help bring the learn process into a reality. It's like it has to be a part of you on the inside that you, it's something you know, you understand, and you believe. Because when you have that, he literally says you're developing literally this energy, this basically this non-physical energy that comes out of your body. And that by understanding it and knowing it and believing it, you're creating a quality of this light energy that then encodes light that makes it become a reality. So whatever it is you want. And like that quote that you talked about, whether you want to do an apple or you want to do a pile of $100 bills to pay for dinner for 10 people at a 5-star restaurant, it doesn't make any difference. It's possible to do it. And the Neruda interviews talks about the process of what he did and how he displayed that before Sarah, the lady that was interviewing him.
Yeah, I think that the Neruda interview, I'm not sure which one it was. Was it number 3 or number 4 where he explains the learn process? I think that's like a user-friendly introduction to it.
It's actually the second interview is where he produces the money for Sarah is what he does.
Okay.
It's toward the end of the second interview. Yeah.
And you do have the interviews on your website.
The Neruda interviews are on my website under the resources tab. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I think it's all good.
You would like to share, folks. Also, if you would like to call in, if you have some questions or you'd like to make some comments, the number there is 515-605-9356. Again, 515-605-9356. Press 1 on your touch tone phone, and that lets us know that you have some comments or some questions, and we'd be willing to take that on, but right now we don't have anybody. So if you come on and dial really quickly, you're going to be the first one to come up to let us know that you would like to come on the air, because I don't have a whole lot more I want to share tonight. I wanted to keep the program a little shorter tonight so it can be one that people can kind of listen to all in one setting, because when you start going beyond 45 minutes or an hour, it's a little tough for everybody to sit down and listen to the whole thing. So that's why I wanted to keep the program a little shorter tonight. Anything else you'd like to share with us, Blanca? I don't see anybody else coming up.
No, I don't see anybody else come up. So hopefully people will be intrigued, excited, may want to explore this idea. And I think it's a nice challenge for us to kind of look at it and see what we can do with it.
And folks, we would love to have you at the upcoming workshops, because we're going to be discussing some of this stuff. It's a process that I'm going through, and we're going to go through this together, but we'll be discussing more about what do we do, how do we learn this, why is this happening to us, what is the process that we have to go through. That's all the information that I have in the new workshop. So, okay? Well, I'm still not seeing anybody calling in and pressing 1 on their touch-tone phone, so I guess maybe we're ready to call it an evening.
I think it's time to call it a wrap.
All righty. So, folks, there's the music. We want to thank everybody for coming tonight here on the next episode. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.